Because of an investigation into Enron, anyone can search the internet and find personal emails from Enron employees. In March, the Federal Energy Regulation Commission set up the online database that includes the personal exchanges as part of its investigation into energy market manipulation. Reporter Dennis Berman wrote about the database in yesterday's Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
How do personal emails from Enron employees play a role in price manipulation?
Well, good question. Not much of a role at all. But when Enron turned over about 1.5 million emails to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, it included all of the personal emails, and they're now free for anyone to view on the Internet.
Was Enron required to do that?
Enron was required to give over all of the emails, and they could have pre-screened personal information out of that, but that is an incredibly costly and time-consuming task, and I don't think Enron had any notion that personal emails would be put online in a searchable database.
And it's not just executives, it's clerks, it's secretaries, it's interns.
It's clerks, it's secretaries, it's interns. I spent a few hours on the database itself, and I saw people submitting resumes to the former CEO. I saw secretaries talking about their love lives. Really personal stuff that really anyone stuck in an office all day probably does on their corporate email.
Well, for example?
For example, there was a photograph submitted by the former fraternity brothers of Jeff Skilling, who was the former CEO at Enron. So I found 25-year-old photos of Mr. Skilling from his fraternity days, and also people discussing how they were having certain surgeries, and there were disputes about sexual harassment going on at Enron and divorces. Really personal things that someone like me probably shouldn't be reading online.
There's one revealing an old crush on another.
There is one revealing an old crush, so I guess if it turns out that your company is involved in a federal investigation, and there are many these days, try to limit yourself. Maybe get a personal email away from your corporate email account.
Well, people forget this is a business communication, or it's supposed to be.
Yes, they do. It's really amazing. I mean, we've learned so many times through these investigations that people get tripped up by emails, and it seems that people just don't learn. And to have your email put on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, I think, is probably a fear of lots of people, and maybe this example will be the final lesson to them to keep the personal stuff off the corporate email.
Was it just too expensive to screen it out, or what?
Think about it. You have to have a person review every single email that comes across the transom, and it's usually done by a lawyer, a contract lawyer, and that costs hundreds of dollars an hour, and to screen millions of emails is just an incredibly expensive and time-consuming proposition.
A cautionary tale, you write.
A cautionary tale. So, Bob, maybe you can keep your personal stuff off the corporate email. I've certainly tried to do the same after reporting this story.
We should have learned this from Oliver North years ago.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Dennis Berman is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal.